This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. While mediators continue to work to free all hostages in Gaza, there's a spotlight on the children being held by Hamas as a ceasefire between Israel and the U.S.-designated terror group is attempted.
On Monday, mediator Qatar announced that Israel and Hamas agreed to extend a ceasefire for two more days, raising hopes among Israelis that more people, including children that Hamas had taken hostage on October 7th, would be released. Israel says Hamas captured 40 children out of a total of 240 hostages. An official from Qatar said that 10 of the children are under the control of other militant groups and that it's not clear if Hamas can find them. The Israeli families say that the reunions with their children released from Hamas captivity are bittersweet because there are still so many remaining hostages. They say they will not rest until every family is reunited. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un apparently received photos taken by its recently launched spy satellite showing what is said to be the White House, Pentagon, and U.S. aircraft carriers in the naval base of Norfolk. State media, a KRT news reader, Kim saying that Kim Jong-un received satellite photos.
Pyongyang 시간 11월 27일 23시 36분 25초
Washington, D.C.
Washington의 백악관, 펜타곤 등의 대상들을 촬영한 자료들을 구체적으로 보고받으시었습니다.
North Korea last week successfully launched its first reconnaissance satellite, which it said was designed to monitor U.S. and South Korean military movements. The photos were the latest in a series of images of what the state media describes as major target regions sent by the satellite. This is VOA News. Members of Turkey's civil society say donors are taking their money elsewhere after Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, emboldened by his re-election this year, continues his crackdown on dissenting voices.
Observers say Erdogan's re-election is seeing a further tightening of the Turkish leader's control on dissent, which they say can only fuel growing questions among donors about whether it's worth funding Turkish civil society organizations. That's the warning from Sinan Gökçen, the head of the Turkish branch of the Swedish-based Civil Rights Defenders Group.
There's a decline, hesitation by the international donors targeting Turkey, and this has been intensified, especially after elections.
Doreen Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak announced nearly $37 billion of private sector investment in Britain, a gathering of global executives on Monday, aimed at catapulting the country back to Europe's top spot as a designation for foreign money. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire.
Like many other countries, Britain is looking for private sector investment to overhaul the economy for the net zero era. Last week, the UK government offered permanent tax breaks for businesses to modernise their plants and machinery. Sunak hopes this will attract foreign investors who could help speed up Britain's spluttering economy. But several major investors have said the political and regulatory uncertainty caused by Brexit, it's now behind France and Germany in perceived attractiveness for foreign direct investment, according to accountancy firm EY. Sunak said new funding for industries such as clean energy, life sciences, and advanced technology would create high-quality jobs across Britain.
The Indo-Pacific region is in the midst of a substantial arms race that Australia is responding to, but not fueling, with its planned acquisition of nuclear-powered submarines. That's according to the Minister for Defense Industry, Pat Conroy. The $245 billion AUKUS project with Britain and the United States to build a new class of nuclear-powered and conventionally armed submarine has been criticized by China as having the potential to spark an arms race. In a speech in Canberra responding to domestic political criticism of the high cost and ambition of the program, which aims to build the submarines in Australia by 2040, Conroy said AUKUS was fundamental to Australia's defense. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.